I see this may turn out to be enjoyable after all, he said, snickering. But there are things traders like you don't understand. Like what? I said. Osef's brow twitched. Like pride in your people, your customs, your language. Afghanistan is like a beautiful mansion littered with garbage, and someone has to take out the garbage. That's what you were doing in Mazar, going door to door, taking out the garbage, I said. Precisely. In the West, they have an expression for that, I said. They call it ethnic cleansing. Do they? Osef's face brightened. Ethnic cleansing. I like it. I like the sound of it. All I want is the boy, I said. Ethnic cleansing, Osef murmured, tasting the words. I want the boy, I said again. Sohrab's eyes flicked to me. They were slaughter sheep's eyes. They even had the mascara. I remembered how, on the day of Eid of Qurban, the mullah in our backyard used to apply mascara to the eyes of the sheep and feed it a cube of sugar before slicing its throat. I thought I saw pleading in Sohrab's eyes. Tell me why, Osef said. He pinched Sohrab's earlobe between his teeth, let go. Sweat beads rolled down his brow. That's my business, I said. What do you want to do with him? He said. Then a coy smile. Or to him. That's disgusting, I said. How would you know? Have you tried it? I want to take him to a better place, I said. Tell me why. That's my business, I said. I didn't know what had emboldened me to be so curt. Maybe the fact that I thought I was going to die anyway. I wonder, Osef said. I wonder why you've come all this way, Emir. Come all this way for a Hazara. Why are you here? Why are you really here? I have my reasons, I said. Very well then, Osef said, sneering. He shoved Sohrab in the back, pushed him right into the table. Sohrab's hips struck the table, knocking it upside down and spilling the grapes. He fell on them, face first, and stained his shirt purple with grape juice. The table's legs, crossing through the ring of brass balls, were now pointing to the ceiling. Take him then, Osef said. I helped Sohrab to his feet, swatted the bits of crushed grape that had stuck to his pants like barnacles to a pier. Go, take him, Osef said, pointing to the door. I took Sohrab's hand. It was small, the skin dry and calloused. His fingers moved and laced themselves with mine. I saw Sohrab in that Polaroid again, the way his arm was wrapped around Hassan's leg, his head resting against his father's hip. They had both been smiling. The bells jingled as we crossed the room. We made it as far as the door. Of course, Osef said behind us. I didn't say you could take him for free. I turned. What do you want? You have to earn him. What do you want? I said. We have some unfinished business, you and I, Osef said. You remember, don't you? He need not have worried. I would never forget the day after Dawood Khan overthrew the king. My entire adult life, whenever I heard Dawood Khan's name, what I saw was Hassan with his slingshot pointed at Osef's face. Hassan saying that they would have to start calling him One-Eyed Osef instead of Osef Gushkhor. I remember how envious I had been of Hassan's bravery. Osef had backed down and promised that in the end he would get us both. He had kept that promise with Hassan, and now it was my turn. All right, I said, not knowing what else there was to say.